Live, 1-855-450-3733. It's another live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-3733. You know, most talk shows aren't providing you with 7 days a week of talk content. But Free Talk Live, we do that for you. We care about our listeners. We know you want live content on the weekend, Sundays, from 7 to 10 Eastern. We provide it to you.
That's why we're number 52 on the Heavy 100 of talk radio, right?
You know, to most folks, you hear number 52.
Yeah, it doesn't sound 100. That impressive,
it's
but it is.
Great, but it's really awesome from where I sit. Mm-hmm. Free Talk Live is a relatively new show. It has, gotten where it was without any real big corporate help.
Yeah.
Clear Channel doesn't sponsor Free Talk Live, although some of its stations do allow us on their airwaves. We're not, there's not any tall building with big shining glass windows and secretaries and, sales managers and custodians running through it. We don't have that. Free Talk Live's a little independent show that we've managed to put together. And we're very proud of moving, at being on the Heavy 100 list for 4 years, moving from 97 to 84 to 79 and then zip up to 52.
It's because of the Sunday show, isn't it?
It might be the Sunday show, XM.
Just making a joke there. But, yeah, I mean, not too many talk radio shows are on every single day.
That's true.
That's a huge deal. And, Free Talk Live has had a lot of growth in the last year, I would say, right, with the new stations in New York City and, that's...
Toledo was a big one that we added. And XM, I think that there's no way...
Oh, yeah.
There's
we get a lot of calls from XM, don't we?
Diminish the value of XM. It's huge. I mean, it's nationwide, and the people that listen to it, they care about what they care enough about listening to the content that they're paying for it, and that's that's tremendous. So we're on Extreme Talk on the weekends, which is the show's on right now, channel I think it's 165.
Yeah.
And during the week we're on America's Voice, maybe 166. I don't know all the names specifically of them, but we're very happy. Things are going well, and you can check out freetalklive.com, where we let the listener not only control the airwaves here at 855-450-3733, but at freetalklive.com you can link to, is it link to?
Sure,
post. blog posts or news stories or videos or whatever you think's important. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with theirs, and it makes for a very active website. And frankly, tens of thousands of eyes will see your story, and that's a heck of a lot more than your Facebook page, which is where a lot of people link important stories. And I don't have a problem with doing that, but hey, Free Talk Live too. This is
and you might hear us talk about it on the air, right?
Indeed, yeah. We that's where we get a lot of the show prep. So speaking of show prep, you've got a story about taxes. This is Tis the Season. Americans were scrambling this week to get in their tax forms and all that stuff. And
I bet a lot of people really felt it. I mean, for the past couple of years, when I don't like to talk about myself too much on the show, but it's been, I do pay them, and it's painful. It's really, and I don't even make very much money, but it's just sad because I think about what it goes to pay for, and I'm like, no, I don't want to pay for this. And a lot of people I know who, the more money they make, the more pain they feel when they ultimately have to pay it, and maybe they disagree with some of the things or all of the things that the federal government does, And then there's state income taxes, there are city taxes, there are so many taxes these days. You really can't walk around, and it's very difficult to navigate through life without bumping into a lot of different taxes on a daily basis. And when they're going to things that you don't necessarily like or agree with, that can take a toll on you psychologically, right?
Sure. I mean, the reason that I quit smoking cigars is because Obama put a tax on, or allowed a tax to put on cigars and other types of tobacco, and I'm just not going to pay to the federal government. I don't like state governments very much, but the federal government runs amok about the world killing people.
Yeah.
And I'm just not willing to do that. Now, I understand they do lots of things that people might agree with and that kind of thing, but money's fungible. And that means that bullet that went astray and went through the head of a 6-year-old Afghan boy, that's the bullet I paid for, because money is fungible. and mm-hmm. I'm not willing to pay extra money in order to buy extra bullets. So I stopped.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's a funny reason to stop smoking. Lots of people would not agree with it. You're like, are you kidding? That's the reason?
No, that's awesome. I mean, I actually wish more anti-authoritarians would kind of heed that advice, because I find it really ironic that a lot of times when people smoke, they do hold anti-authoritarian beliefs and maybe don't really feel too fond of the government, but yet the taxes on their cigarettes are really funding a lot of the government's activities.
There's always tobacco seeds.
They say it goes into a fund to, like, pay for smoking education or something, but it really doesn't.
The federal one goes for, like, kids' health or something like that. They try to make it very, you know, make it as palatable as possible. But
yeah, but I mean, how do you know that money is really going to that? And do they use it for other things? And I mean, states do that too. It just goes into the general fund and then it gets earmarked. And I don't even know how to keep track of all.
Florida's lottery is going to for public schools.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, that already public schools were being funded, and then the lottery went to augment the public school funding. Well, all the state did was, at that point, then allocate money away from the funding of the public schools and then use it for other things. So
yeah.
At that point, even though all the money from the lottery goes to fund public schools, it doesn't mean that the money that would have been allocated there, money is fungible.
Right.
It moves around. You pay something into this organization, and that organization is going to do whatever they want with the money. So,
but they still get to say, oh, look at us, we're giving to the schools.
And they are.
Who could oppose this state-run lottery?
But look at Gotti, the gangster in New York. He did all kinds of things for his neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't change the fact that he was a gangster and he killed people.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And all the federal government is, to my mind, and frankly, this is governments around the world, and I don't mean government, I mean the state. I think that we need a new form of government.
Explain what you mean by that, Mark, because I know you have a little different definition.
Okay.
Than
so I believe that humans need to be governed. A lot of people say, well, it can't be without government. I agree. You can't be without government. But I think that you should be able to choose the government that you have on a given landmass. So,
well, does that include self-government?
I think that it would be difficult to do in the same way that it's difficult to self-insure. But, sure.
Okay.
As long as you're responsible for your own actions, fine. But I think that people will find it easier to be responsible for their own actions, and that you'll need larger organizations for protection. People need governments for protection. They want governments for protection. So,
well, when you say that people need governments for protection, like, there are other organizations that could provide protection to people that maybe some people wouldn't call governments.
Okay, fine. We could use whatever term we want and parlay whatever terms.
Well, I just think it's a little confusing, because when I hear that, I think of a certain thing.
But what we currently have is these organizations made of people, like just people like you and I, that claim a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass.
Yeah.
They say, we're in charge here. If you don't like it, you can shut the F up, you can leave, or you can go to prison.
Well, they say you can leave, but where are you going
to
go?
Right, because to another landmass where they do exactly the same thing. It's like asking the orphan, oh, you don't like this orphanage? Well, go. You think we beat you too hard here? We'll go to the other orphanage where they beat you there. You know, so
yeah.
United States is historically one of the freest countries in the world, not the freest anymore, and moving down on many of the lists, but, you know, it's still a great place to make money and to be relatively free. Sadly, different ethnic groups tend to be more free than others in the in this particular landmass.
Are you talking about immigrants or like
the civil
liberties?
American Indians came up on my radar. It's, their plight is terrible.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was just reading an article the other day about basically internet deserts, like in Indian reservations,
mm-hmm.
because the government keeps promising them, oh, we're going to give you free internet, and they never follow through on it, or if they do, it's like, you know, horrible dial-up in like 2012, you know?
Half-speed dial-up.
And they can't take online courses, they can't apply for jobs, they're just, I mean, they're totally screwed, you know, and it's so sad because they were here first, like...
Well, they don't deserve free internet.
But no, but they deserve not to be killed when they first, you know, when people first got here.
Well, I agree, but that's a long time ago. I haven't killed any Indians, but I'm not responsible for their internet either. The problem is the government,
sure.
The government is talking about giving them free internet, so therefore they don't go out and buy it.
Right.
I mean, if I thought I was going to get a free car next week, I'm not going to buy one today.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855 453. That's the single toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Dan Stephanie.
And you can call in and take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. And let me tell you about LegalZoom.com. You can join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust. You can make patents there, trademarks, whatever kind of
common legal document that you need, they've got it there for you. Living wills, lots of people interested in those things. And, you know, if you're leaving your family without a will, you're going to be leaving your possessions in the hand of the state, and hopefully the state will give it back to them.
Yeah, so, right.
LegalZoom, they're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents people trust. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com. And, you know, if you want to get archives of Free Talk Live, all the other radio shows out there, most of them, most commercial radio programs out there, if you want to listen to their show on podcast or something like that, you've got to join their little club. Not Free Talk Live. We've got archives going back for 6 years or something like that for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Go and download to your heart's content. Do what you want with them. Listen to them while you're gardening or exercising or riding the metro into work. It's archives.freetalklive.com. This article that you've got, Stephanie, that we didn't get into.
No, we took a little side trip, but it was okay. So this is from, this is from shareable.net by David M. Gross. And he says, 9 years ago, I started living a more bountiful life by working less, earning less, and spending less. I started by going to my employer's human resources department to ask if I might take a significant pay cut. How significant, they asked. I said, I'm not sure yet, maybe 75%.
Okay.
As you
let me get what this person said now. Uh-huh. I'm going to need to repeat this. He's started living a better and more bountiful life by cutting the amount of money that he's made by up to 75%?
Yes, but also spending less and working less.
Okay.
So he'll reveal how he did that. As you can imagine, he says, this was not the sort of request they were used to, but they gave it their best shot. How did I come to make such a strange request? A little over 9 years ago, the war on Iraq began. Along with many other people, I was horrified at the magnitude of suffering the U.S. would inflict with its shock and awe campaign, and also at the increasingly blind, ignorant, and bloodthirsty war fever that dominated our country.
I've got to say that this has been borne out. When you look at the war on terror,
yes.
Iraq's specifically, there were, the death toll is difficult to quantify. I mean, it's a war. But even the United States State Department, I think, agreed that it was, this is in the WikiLeaks document, by the way. They weren't going to give us the little people
yeah,
who paid for it. They were going to give
classified.
Us the numbers. But about 125,000. Some people say as high as 250,000. That's probably sort of peripheral things, people dying of diseases as a result, or lack of medical care, bad water, all that kind of stuff.
I think that counts, because it wouldn't have happened otherwise.
And the number was more than 90% were non-combatants, was the term that the WikiLeaks documents, these are government documents, said. 90%. Now, you got to think about World War One, where there were certainly civilian atrocities. Ask the folks in Belgium, they'll tell you. But the civilian deaths were 10%. When you go up to World War II, it was 66%. It's a huge jump, but you've got to consider things like dropping the A-bomb, the firebombing of Dresden. Certainly the other side was doing plenty. The London, things were terrible there, what the Nazis did as far as atrocities. Also, I don't know, many people don't consider these parts of World War II deaths, but, the United States and Great Britain sided up with the Soviet Union, giving them power, and then after Hitler, Stalin goes on his purges, and, millions of people died there, too. So, one could sort of consider that, too. But that's not included in those numbers. But 90% civilian non-combatant death?
Yeah, that's huge.
That's really, really high.
That's the complete opposite of what was it, World War One?
Right.
Yeah.
So one can say the war is getting far less humane.
You'd think that over time it would get more humane. Like, you'd think the opposite would happen.
Smart bombs. They, sniff out bad guys. They turn corners and chase
them
down the street.
What a load. Yeah. Anyway, so this guy was really anti-war, so much so that he wanted to basically do this classic thing that I think a lot of war protesters do, which is basically tailor their income so that they earn so little that they're not paying taxes to support the war machine.
I'm a Quaker, and lots of people at Quaker Meeting do this, just this.
Yes, yes. He says, but I also knew that as a taxpayer, I was a small but vital part of the monster we were unleashing, and that no matter how much I protested, as long as I continued to pay taxes, as Alexander Haig is famous for saying, I was, in a practical bottom line sense, a war supporter. I had a hard time getting to sleep at night.
Alexander Haig suggested, when there were some protesters outside, whatever building in Washington, D.C., he said, let them protest all they want as long as they continue to pay their taxes.
Yeah.
And, it's a rather mercenary view, but that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's very revealing, actually. I think a lot of people in the government probably think that, that he was just the first one to say it, or he's credited with it.
In the United States, that's basically the freedom that we've got left, the freedom to complain.
Yeah. So he says, I knew I had to stop supporting the war if only for my own peace of mind. But how? My major financial contribution to the war was the federal income tax, which was automatically withheld from each paycheck before I even saw it. If I were to
not exactly true. I mean, you can go get your whatever W-9 form or whatever it is you fill out beforehand. And
then you file check exempt or something.
You can check exempt and then you get all
but
your
do
money.
But do they always let you get away with that, though?
Well, they'll probably come after you at some point, but I'm just saying that. You know, it is an option.
I mean, even if you check exempt, but then you still pay taxes at the end of the year because you want to, like, basically, if you fill it out as you normally would without checking exempt on any of those, you're going to get more taxes withheld than you should be paying according to them, and then you'll get a refund at the end of the year. Usually, that's
generally
how it's set up. But if you check exempt, then you're going to have to be paying at the end of the year. And what they want is for people to think, oh, this is great. I'm getting a refund. It's like free money.
Right. The withholding tax is
they don't want
the most
people
insidious
to,
of the taxes.
Yeah.
They take your money before you ever get a chance to touch it. And then it's a no-interest loan to them.
Exactly.
Until the time you're supposed to pay the taxes. And you may or may not get a piece of chunk of change back. And a lot of people really like the idea of getting $3,000 of their own money back, even though
it's
could be
funny math, though.
As much as 16 months after they earned it.
Yeah, and it's your money. You know, it shouldn't be going to someone else for a no-interest loan in the beginning, you know, in the first place. So he says, you know, my biggest contribution to the war was the income tax withholding. And then he says, if I were to stop this withholding by filing a new W-4 form with more allowances, this would just delay the inevitable. Come April, the IRS would realize they'd been underfed and would come after me or my employer to seize the rest. I decided instead to get under the tax line, reasoning that the best way not to pay income tax is to not owe any to begin with. So that's why I visited my HR department. But they said they couldn't help me. Such a radical pay cut might look suspicious to auditors and cause problems of some sort for the company.
Hmm.
So I quit my job.
A lot of people are scared, you know, admittedly.
Yeah, I mean, wow, like they wouldn't even work. He wants to take a 75% pay cut, and they're too scared to
it
even
work.
Like work
with them in some way, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, hey, I'll take a cut in power in hourly wages too. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But doesn't sound like. I mean, this just goes to show how much people are sort of in line. It's fear. It's not even the threat.
It absolutely is
there's
fear.
There's nothing wrong with this company having done this.
And a lot of it comes from people, neighbors.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
So, real quick, let me tell you about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to get involved with Free Talk Live and join our little club. There's some perks. We've got the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only forums, all kinds of the AMP-only podcast, which is commercial-free. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, for $3 a month, you get some bennies. And gold.freetalklive.com. When you go and buy gold at gold.freetalklive.com, you know, lots of people getting precious metals these days. You're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Mises Pieces.
That's right,
right?
Mises Pieces. You can go there.
My favorite part about that ad.
Silver pieces with Ludwig von Mises on it, so thereby making them Mises Pieces.
Right. Okay, so back into this article about how not to pay taxes. We've been hearing from a guy who is David M. Gross, not just some guy, who is a... well, very anti-war person, and he decided that he didn't want to support the Iraq War when it was declared, you know, or, well, it was never declared, right? It started happening 9 years ago.
Yeah, there was a use of force resolution that was approved by Congress, so they're calling that a declaration of war. I mean, it's not an official declaration of war, but... I guess they throw away every other part of the Constitution, so what difference does that make, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just semantics. But so when the war on Iraq began, he decided he didn't want to fund it anymore, and so he began to figure out how he could structure his income so that he wouldn't be paying taxes. So he says, I quit my job, where I'd been earning roughly $100,000, after asking them to take a pay cut, and they refused. The HR department said it would look too suspicious to auditors or something. So he says, I quit my job, where I'd been earning roughly $100,000 a year, and now I'm self-employed doing contract work and writing books. when I started, I didn't know where the tax line was. I assumed it was somewhere.
He was doing contract work for his old business.
Yeah, I wonder too.
Still happen.
Yeah, I wonder that too. He didn't know where the tax line was when he started, but he assumed it was somewhere in the vicinity of the poverty line, which didn't sound encouraging.
Right.
I found some stories about war tax resistors who used the under-the-tax-line method, one among many methods of war tax resistance, and these seem to suggest that the tax line was somewhere around $3,000 to $8,000 a year.
Oh, I think it was. I would think it was higher than that.
It is, and so he said, when I started thinking, I could buy bulk rice and pick dandelions for vitamins, you can do a lot with top ramen. And maybe I could work as a fire spotter to avoid paying rent, that sort of thing. I started to resign myself to a path of deprivation, sacrifice, and renunciation in the service of my values. But there are other things to be said for sacrifice in the service of values, but my path took another turn entirely. I researched tax regulations to find out precisely where the tax line is and just how much of a budget I had to work with. What I found was a great relief. Today in the United States, about 40% of households that file tax returns are already under the federal income tax line.
That's correct.
40%.
Yes.
You know, that surprised me.
It's higher than that, actually. A little higher.
I see.
And then you consider, those are the ones that file taxes.
How yeah,
many people
that's
don't
right.
file taxes? I mean, the best I can figure out,
a like lot of 60 significant.
Million Americans of working age Americans don't file taxes.
Right.
Some number like that. It's an incredible number. It may even be higher than that because it's really difficult to tell. There were 147 million thereabouts tax returns filed in 2010, was it? So now some of those are joint returns with married couples. But
yeah, but you can,
even if they were all
you
married,
can take census data and extrapolate like the number of people and the number of married couples and
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's difficult to say precisely.
Yeah, but I think the point, Mark, that you're trying to make is it's more than people think, right?
Indeed.
Who don't file or
a
don't
lot,
pay. Yeah.
A lot of working-aged Americans don't file taxes. And, you know, some of them, maybe they work for themselves, or they work under the table, they work in the sort of the gray market.
Or maybe they don't earn it, they don't earn any income, you know,
there
that year.
Certainly are those people out there.
Mm-hmm. So David Gross says, that is to say, 2 in 5 American households pay no federal income tax. So I didn't have to
live... 2 in 5 American households that file taxes.
Yes, pay none.
That's right.
Exactly. So I didn't have to live in a cave and eat grubs and berries. All I had to do, that sounds kind of fun, actually. All
yeah,
I had to do
interested.
Was join the income tax-free 40%. There really is no single tax line. The threshold is different for everyone. It's based on things like your family structure, your
yep.
age.
How many kids do you have?
Uh-huh, how you make your income, and what you do with your money. For me, the tax line is about $36,000 this year. By using deductions for tax-deferred retirement accounts.
Now, you could live a relatively good life on $36,000 a year. I mean...
Yeah, he goes on to explain it. Basically, what he's doing is socking away about $14,000 into retirement accounts and health savings accounts.
That's one thing that my wife and I do is, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, when it comes down to... Because the money that you put into IRAs is not taxed.
Yes.
So I would rather I'd rather put money in an IRA and lose a little money on the IRA than give it to the federal government. Now, admittedly, that's it's not a one-for-one exchange. It's a write-off as opposed to a tax credit.
Yeah.
A tax credit means for every dollar that you do something, you get a credit on your taxes against that dollar, $1.
Right. And write-off means it counts against your income.
Your income is diminished by that. So if you put $100 in an IRA and you made $26,000, it goes to $25,900.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your income would be.
Yeah, so but he's making gross about $36,000 a year, and he's putting $14,000 into retirement and health savings accounts, which is, he says, 40% of his income approximately. And that leaves him, subtracting Social Security taxes, that leaves me about $20,000 to live on during the year. That seems like very little to many people.
Does he pay Social Security taxes?
Yeah, I know. I was surprised by that, too.
He probably likes Social Security for some reason or another. To me, it's a really bad investment in one's future.
I don't know. I mean, he could be... I don't think he's just a liberal, you know. I think he's might be a little more libertarian than that.
I don't know.
But I don't know why he's paying Social Security taxes, yeah.
Well, and I don't pay Social Security taxes. I've never received one bit of information from the federal government demanding that I pay Social Security taxes.
Mm.
It's been since 2006, since I paid anything into the Social Security. By the way, I made it one quarter over the 10-year period that you've got to pay into Social Security in order to get some money, so I guess they're going to give me some money at some point. But
I'll believe it when I see it.
Right. I mean, if the United States government still exists when I turn 65.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something.
But the idea that, it's a terrible investment. I'd much rather put my money into some kind of IRA or something. Give me my money back.
Oh, yeah. So I think a lot of people agree that it's a pyramid scam. You know, it's young people paying in, and then the base of the pyramid is collapsing, right? It's just shrinking. So let me go on with this article. So he says, $20,000 seems like not much to live on, especially he lives in San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but he says it's more than enough for him. For one thing, it's a real $20,000, not a $20,000 salary that gets whittled down by income tax. My yearly expenses, rent, food, transportation, health insurance, and the like, come to less than $18,000, and what's left over is a rainy day emergency or vacation fund. I often use it for south of the border backpack-style adventure. And note that I'm also saving a healthy $14,000 a year for retirement and health expenses.
He's putting stuff away. $14,000 a year is a great deal of money to be putting away for your for your retirement.
Yeah, he says, here's some of the techniques I've adopted to lower my expenses. I cook my meals from scratch rather than eating out or eating expensive packaged food.
I figured that was obvious.
Yeah, I think that's maybe healthier, too.
I think that that's clear.
Yeah. It depends on what you're making from scratch, right? If you're eating all, like, boxed brownies and stuff, then that's not
probably
that healthy.
Not. But I don't even know. If it comes in a box, it probably doesn't count as being made from scratch.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But
like most American families, my family had to kind of tighten its belt a few years ago when the economy went down, and we started eating at home a lot more than we had previously. And I think my life's better now. My wife's a fantastic cook these days. She stays at home. She's a stay-at-home mom, which makes her one of the hardest working people in America.
Yeah.
And she makes the food and takes care of the kid. And you know, it's relatively the life she's looking for.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I wash the dishes.
He says, I brew my own beer because I like the good stuff. Use the public library for research. Find stuff on Freecycle or Craigslist rather than buying new.
We're going to find out more here. 855-450-3733. You got money-saving tips? People want to hear them right now. 855-450-3733.
Or tax-resisting tips.
That too. I want to hear that.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. 7 nights a week. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world, no fees, and you don't need the permission from any bank or any kind of governmental agency. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. And we are talking about what an article here is, how not to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really interesting. So
I was interested by it, you know, very interested by it.
I haven't met too many people that are thrilled to death with paying taxes. Usually, one way or another, they're dissatisfied with how the federal government spends their money.
But also not too many people who are motivated enough by principles to actively avoid paying taxes.
Agreed.
Yeah. But nobody likes it, but they all do it. They think they have no other option.
I think that what most people like about taxes is it forces other people to do what they want those other people to do with their money. Not what they want them to do, want the federal government to do with their money, because they know that they could allocate their money better than the federal government, but that's that they want other people. There's greedy people out there that don't want to give their money to the poor, even though the federal government is a terrible warden.
They're not helping the poor.
They're doing a terrible job of helping the poor, and that not-for-profits do a far more efficient job, and so you would need fewer people, frankly, to contribute if you just left it to charity and left people have their money. And there are people that say that we need to be defended against the boogeyman, and everybody's got to pay their share to that. Even though
most people don't pay,
right?
As we just covered in the
most
last segment,
most Americans don't pay income taxes, right?
Yeah. So we left off on some of the things that this guy David Gross does to avoid, you know, to lower his expenses. So that he doesn't
tax profile.
He doesn't run through, he doesn't spend a lot of money, so he doesn't need to make a lot of money. And by doing that, he stays under the so-called tax line. which for him is about $36,000. So he says he cooks his meals from scratch. He brews his own beer. He's traded.
I thought about doing that, the brewing of the own beer, but you know, I get into projects, and then for whatever reason, I kind of wind down on them. They don't seem as important later.
It's an art to learn. There are lots of federal taxes and local taxes on alcohol. That's the thing.
Indeed, there are a lot.
Just like cigarettes, you know, they like to hit that hard. So,
it's a sin tax.
Right. But so this guy, you know, he says specifically he's trying to avoid the federal excise tax on alcoholic beverages. And that's right. One reason, not just to keep his expenses down, but also to avoid the tax. So then he says he's traded, he's like basically bartered skills. He's traded English tutoring for Spanish tutoring and web programming for training in DIY skills like meat curing and urban foraging rather than paying for classes.
Urban foraging. But that's an interesting class.
Urban foraging. Well, you know, surprisingly, a lot of plants are edible. I don't know about urban plants, but, you know.
Nor do I.
I remember one time I went to a party in Grafton, New Hampshire, and somebody came to the party and walked up to me, and I was standing in kind of a field of wild grasses and things, and he reaches down and he plucks a big handful of some plant. And he starts nomming on it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what are you doing? And he was like, did you know you can eat this? It's very high in vitamin C. So I tried it. It wasn't the tastiest, but you could make a salad out of it if you needed to.
Well, he mentioned dandelions, and you know.
Yes, I actually drink dandelion tea.
It's they're quite edible, and there's lots of stuff. There's several books out there. I know Of the Field is one of them. There's several books out there on things that you can pick in the wild. Now, I live in a forested area, and I suspect that, you know, given enough time during the day, I could probably put together some kind of meal out from what's out there.
Mm. Well, what about fiddlehead ferns? A lot of people eat those.
It's the right time of the year right now.
Yeah, they're coming up.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure to cook them because they do have some kind of toxin in them that is destroyed by heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
Or soak them, I think. But look it up on the internet. Don't take my word for it. It's been a while since I had fiddleheads. So then he says, I gravitate towards social events that highlight generosity and participation rather than commerce and spectatorship. So I guess he means he stopped going to football games and paying for the tickets.
Now he's going to AA meetings.
Maybe. He says he doesn't own a car, but he uses public transit, bicycling, Greyhound, Amtrak, and such. So he is sort of relying on the government, but aren't
Amtrak.
We all with the roads to a certain extent?
This guy's concern is the federal government,
yes.
And so, you know, he seems to be sticking by that largely. Amtrak is owned by the federal government, but...
And they're a huge money loser, so I guess if he rides Amtrak, then they'll continue to be funded and lose more money for the government that they couldn't spend on war. Anyway, so how has my life changed now that I've gone from a $100,000 a year urban playboy lifestyle to living on $20,000? When Money Magazine profiled me a few years ago for an article they put out on how to avoid taxes, they wrote that their readers wouldn't enjoy the ascetic lifestyle that comes along with my technique. Well, if this is asceticism, it is very underrated. The life I'm leading now is fuller and more enjoyable than ever. I have less anxiety and feel more integrity, and I'm genuinely living a bountiful life. By being willing to take in less income, I can work fewer hours. These now free hours are much more valuable to me than the money I'd been trading for them. So, yeah, that really strikes a chord with me.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I really do. You know, when you're talking about family and all those things, for me, more time spent with my family is always better.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got a growing business that I feel is important. I certainly put a great deal of time into it. But for me, it's not trading hours for money. It's trying to get something.
Yeah. Working. Well, I guess it depends on the attitude you have toward your work. You know, a lot of people view work as something that they hate, but they have to do to live. Right. And some people view work as doing something they love anyway and trying to get paid for it.
Indeed.
Right.
Well, let's go to Colin. Colin from Riverside. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
All's well.
Okay. I want to talk about the national debt and about how it's mathematically impossible to pay off.
Okay.
Because the interest is not created. So.
That's right.
Here we are slaving away trying to pay our taxes for a lost cause, basically. You know, because when they create money and you borrow for your car, your home, or any loan you get from the banks today, that is money created out of thin air
by the Federal Reserve. So let me make it just a little more clear for folks. So when a bank or industry makes a loan, they do it essentially. They're a franchise of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve creates that money that you've been you've been given, and the bank is held responsible for that money. But the Federal Reserve just made it out of thin air.
Yeah, and then the bank is responsible. Then they bail the banks out and they pass it right onto the back of the taxpayer.
Indeed,
yeah.
But there's that's interest
why
on top
it
of that.
Must be voided.
And there's interest on top of the loan, say for your car. But where did that money, that interest, get created? It didn't.
That's the whole problem, is they don't create the interest. That's the core of the problem. The interest is not created. That means it's a Ponzi scheme, and that means that the bankers, either we declare the debt void and all the property that we own, cars, homes, you name it, that was created from bank loans, are declared our own property that we possess already, and that's the only solution. If not, we're going to find ourselves in the streets, penniless, and the banks will own the entire world.
So what's the solution? I'm sorry, huh? I didn't hear the solution. What's the solution?
The solution is to void all debt out of thin air. They created it out of thin air. They didn't work for it. They didn't earn it. It's the money they just printed as, it's basically money that when you sign for it, you're the creditor, not the bank, basically. That gives them the authority to create the money. It's a long story.
I kind of get that, but the problem is the bank is held responsible for the money that you've signed for, and so therefore you're putting in jeopardy people's livelihoods at that bank, even though they're part of the problem, and I get it. They probably don't know they're part of the problem.
Well, the problem I have is, like, if all debt gets voided, I assume that means mortgage debt and student loan debt and stuff like that, and I kind of feel uneasy about thinking about somebody getting a house and not paying for it, you know? Because somebody had to work to build that house, right?
Okay, but we did pay for it. We've been paying for it year after year. When you borrow for your home, you pay back enough for three homes with the interest. That doesn't exist.
That's correct.
See?
If you go the whole term.
We have been paying for it over and over. We've been raped and pillaged forever. And now the bankers still act like they didn't go out and earn it or inherit it from their family.
So then what would replace it? You know, what would replace the money?
Colin, hold the line. I'm going to hold you through here. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.